Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Gas prices are continuing to rise, going up again over the last few weeks. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg on just how much we can expect the price at the pump to increase.
The gasoline pump price run-up did continue. We have another 10 cents more in the price. The new price is $3.77 for regular. And it's been rising for 15 weeks now. It's up 59 cents since early January.
Lundberg says the unrest in the Middle East and Ukrainian targeting of Russian oil infrastructure is helping to aid in the instability of the crude oil market. Tennessee police are continuing to investigate after at least two people are dead and six others are injured after a shooting at a Memphis block party. Police saying hundreds were gathered at the party at Orange Mountain Park on Saturday when officers responded to emergency calls and found two men dead at the scene. Police are continuing to look for the suspects. Some House Republicans are extremely angry with Speaker Johnson, who works with Democrats and does not include money for U.S. border security in the $95 billion aid package. USA's Laura Winters reports.
Now, some Republicans in the House, furious with Johnson for working with Democrats to get this all passed. Here's Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, followed by Texas Congressman Chip Roy.
America last. America last. That's all this is. Every single day, America last.
Gentlewoman's time has expired.
I'm frustrated that there was zero border security in the bill. But let's be very clear. That border bill, H.R. 2, that was voted on today, will have no force of law, was not part of the package, was done as a cover vote, and gave cover to five Democrats who voted for it. It's mind-bogglingly stupid to have put that on the floor.
The bill now heads to the Senate, where preliminary voting could take place as soon as Tuesday. This is USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Senate recently dismissed all impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, which House Republicans had brought forward, alleging that the ongoing illegal immigrant crisis at the southern border is a result of Mayorkas deliberately neglecting his duty to secure it. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee joins Fox Sunday Morning Futures and says he's disappointed in the move.
Where they're supposed to close the door, they open the door. They're doing the exact opposite of what's required every single time. Look, Alejandro Mayorkas is not a restaurateur whose job it is to invite as many people in as possible. His job is to serve as the gatekeeper. He's not keeping the gate.
You'll be able to use E15 gas this summer. USA's John Schaefer explains.
A national emergency waiver has been granted for the sale of E15 gasoline throughout the summer season. The EPA announced the issuance of the waiver on Friday, citing its aim to alleviate pump pressures stemming from the ongoing conflicts in Ukraine and the Middle East. Previously, certain regions faced limitations on selling E15 gas during the summer months.
An investigation is continuing in Chicago after a police officer was shot over the weekend. The Chicago Police Department saying the 30-year-old officer was returning home after his shift when he was shot multiple times. He was taken to the University of Chicago Medical Center, where he died. The officer was killed 2 days before he would have turned 31. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Well, what do you do when you come to that point where you've got to be vulnerable enough and trust your audience enough to say, okay, look, here's a phone number to contact me, okay? And this will be for this week. And this will be regarding those tickets. If you want free tickets to Unsung Hero, it's interesting. In some cities and that, it's going to break early. But the official date is the 26th. That is the opening. But there's, pre-openings and all that stuff that's going on. You may have heard about it. But the buzz about this movie is just so intense. And so we got some tickets to give away. We'll give them away in pairs. And what you do, just take this number down, 714-235-8900. I've never done this, ever, okay, in all my broadcasting career. I've never given out. This is my personal phone number, okay, 714-235-8900. You know, I'm based, don't freak out. I'm based in Florida, and you're going to see it's a California phone number. But, okay, so that's the phone number. Text me to that number, and I will text you the information and, the link so that you can have, I want you to have these tickets, okay? That's more important than my personal phone number, frankly, okay? Because this movie will bless you, and you will have an enjoyable time. And heck, if they're free, hey, you can have some popcorn, okay? Maybe this will offset a little bit of the inflationary impact that we've had to deal with over the last couple of years, okay? So take that number down. Text me your information. I will text you the link so that you can access those tickets, okay? And enjoy the movie Unsung Hero. Ira Shapiro is going to be joining us in just a moment. The ambassador, a former Senate staffer and author, his new book, The Betrayal, How Mitch McConnell and the Senate Republicans Abandoned America. He's completed a trilogy of some of the most thoughtful works on what has happened to the U.S. Senate during this last half century. Drawing on his years serving in and closely watching this critical institution, he sadly but correctly concludes that the Senate failed to serve as a bulwark against a rogue president who abused and corrupted his office as the Constitution had intended. Ira Shapiro, Ambassador, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Bill, thanks so much for giving me the chance to talk with you and reach your audience. I really appreciate it.
Well, I'll tell you, it's an honor to have you on the show to break this, because what's happening to the American people, Ambassador, is they're wondering what's happened to our government. All the institutions seem to be failing us. We've lost trust, it's like, wait a minute, are we going to experience something that heretofore people have been hesitant to experience, and that is another outright revolution in order to take our country back and get its rightful footing to where this is a country of, for, and by we the people.
Bill, you've been a great spokesman and advocate for the notion that the government can work if we have leaders that bring people together and bridge differences. And I think that's exactly right. My experience, both working in government and writing about it, was that legislating is for a diverse, contentious society is difficult, but it can be done.
Right.
It can be done if people are proceeding in good faith and looking for common ground. And interestingly, Bill, we're talking right now after seeing what I think of as a remarkable success for the government brought about by Speaker Mike Johnson and his change of position over time on aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, but particularly Ukraine. I mean, for Mike Johnson to do what he did in order to have the bipartisan legislation passed, I think is a very gratifying example and a reassuring example that leaders can make the system work when they're operating in good faith and looking for actual facts and serious information as opposed to just following partisan dictates.
Well, the challenge, particularly about Ukraine, as you know, Ambassador, is that it's tough when you're already there. When the horses are out of the barn, and now you're trying to, you know, get them back together. I mean, and this is what's frustrating to people because, you see, we're supposed to be a government that is based on the consent of the governed. Well, if the governed do not have participation in said consent and the stuff has happened to them and then all of a sudden a bill comes up, you don't have any advance notice. I mean, there's no preparation. There's no consideration. There's nothing to hold the officials accountable for to say, wait a minute, you know, you made a deal with Ukraine, you know, and with Russia 40, 50 years ago, and you violated that agreement. And now, I mean, we don't know about this. This is like something you have to find out after the fact. And then you start to realize, go, oh, I begin to understand what is turning the wheels here and why people are so upset. But meanwhile, now we got a war underway and billions of dollars going out. And the American people are asked to basically cover what I believe were the mistakes of our national security team going back, you know, years ago. Not just, you know, I'm not just talking in the recent era, and you know this better than I do, that there's roots, there's, you know, some understanding about how we got here. But the fact of the matter is we're here now. So how do we, you know, how do we facilitate this, and how do we, you know, I don't mean get out of it, but how do we be more of a solution facilitator as opposed to a problem maker? Does that make sense?
It does make sense, Bill. And what I think you're referring to, the long history of this Ukraine situation, includes going back to the 1990s when U.S. persuaded Ukraine to give up its nuclear weapons, which were something of a deterrent to Russia.
Right.
And it also includes pushing NATO expansion right to the border of Russia. So we could, you know, historians will debate that for a long time. But Putin's invasion, decision to invade Ukraine, to embark on the most significant war in Europe since the end of World War II, to sort of erase the boundaries and declare war and accept whatever losses were necessary to try to impose his will on Ukraine. That posed a fundamental challenge to the United States and to Europe and to NATO.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the response has been the right one. And I would also say that in terms of the people and how they feel about it, the people register their views in various ways, but ultimately, their elected representatives, listening to the people and gauging the substance of the issue and the people's views, have decided that, again, that we thought about it a lot, we hesitated a lot, and we're still supporting Ukraine.
Right.
So I think that's the way the system's supposed to work.
I agree with where you're at right now, Ambassador. I don't debate that, but we'll continue the conversation.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We're talking with the Honorable Ira Shapiro, the ambassador, former Senate staffer and author of his new book, Betrayal, How Mitch McConnell and the Senate Republicans Abandoned America. Ambassador, the book, The Betrayal, what kept you up at night and you said, I got to write this book?
Well, initially, I have to say, Bill, that the book actually came out in 2022, and the new edition updated is coming out now.
Right.
But what prompted me to write the book is, I believe Donald Trump was a disaster for the country in a number of levels. But I also think that our system of checks and balances is supposed to be strong enough to deal with a president who might be overreaching his office. And in that regard, I think the Senate failed catastrophically and repeatedly to stop Donald Trump. They failed in the first impeachment trial. They failed when he lied about the election being rigged. And then they failed even after January 6th to stop him in the second impeachment trial. And what we've been living with for the last 3 years, I mean, 3 years since January 6, 2021, has been the failure of the Senate. We're watching the legal system struggle to bring about some form of justice and hold Trump accountable when the Senate should have done its job. Mm-hmm. That's what they're there for. That's their constitutional responsibility.
So well, they heard the case. I mean, as opposed to Mayorkas, they're not listening to the Mayorkas.
They heard the case.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, they heard the case, and they made up a reason. The Senate Republicans, 43 out of 50 of them, made up a reason to say that he did some terrible things, but we can't basically have an impeachment or conviction of a former president. There's no basis for that. That was an excuse that McConnell and the others used. Mm-hmm. Mitch McConnell gave eloquent speeches about just what Trump had done in terms of inciting the attack on the Capitol. And then decided not to hold
the Capitol. So it's your determination that he incited what happened. And of course, what we're finding out subsequently, Ambassador, is that, you know, there was, you know, interference and engagement by FBI operatives. You've got 60 over 60% of the country that has their doubts about the election. I know people want to say, well, it's determined, you know, it's a fact that Joe Biden was elected free and fairly. You got 60% of the country, Ambassador, saying they're scratching their head over this. And there's been no really formal investigation into it. We've got sworn affidavits of, you know, voter fraud and manipulation. Courts don't want to pick it up. It's a hot potato. And meanwhile, because they don't have there's not the audacity or even the courage to really deal with this, to find out, you know, because we want to say, well, we don't ever want to have this kind of mess again. Well, if you don't want to have this mess again, we got to get through the mess to figure out what the heck happened so that people can have a plausible understanding and say, okay, you know, 2020, the election happened, it's real, and we can have some confidence. Unfortunately, here we are, we're 3 years down the road, and we still don't have confidence, and what we're finding out is more and more information of FBI involvement, you know, manipulation is going back, and I don't think that January 6th happened on January 6th. January 6th was something that happened months, if not even a year before, that this, it just seems the way things happen, and you know enough about structure and systems. They just don't just, you know, Shazam appear. I mean,
I guess we would disagree on this.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. I welcome that, but go ahead.
No, I know you do. But I have to say, Bill, that Donald Trump and his lawyers and campaign officials brought 60 cases in the period of 2020 to court, alleging election interference, rigged election, etc. 60 cases, and they won none of them. None of them.
How many on technicality, Ambassador? Yeah,
some of them were technical. They brought everything. They threw everything but the kitchen sink. Some substantive, right. Some technical. Number two, and this is the point that I often make, I believe that certainly Donald Trump had a major following that he always connected with through his Twitter site. Mm-hmm. And he alleged that the election was rigged and stolen, etc. He did that for months. If the Senate Republicans, who knew better, had said after November 7th, well, we had a good election, tough election, we'll be back in 4 years, but Joe Biden is the president-elect. I don't believe the big lie would have spread through the country, but it was unrebutted. It was unrebutted by the people.
You think it was unrebutted? My goodness, the media and everybody pig-piled on the deal that this was a legitimate election. It was but go ahead.
But when I say unrebutted, Bill, I mean unrebutted by the people who, in the Republican Party, who would have been credible to the public. If McConnell and Lindsey Graham, Rob Portman, other people say, look, we wish we had won the election, but it was a narrow, hard-fought election, but Joe Biden was elected, just like the networks and AP and said. It was not a rigged election, just like 60 courts said. We had to go through this whole thing because Trump's charges blazed unrebutted by the Republicans. And I think that was... Now, then, you asked for a full account of what happened, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Jan 6th committee did.
Oh, you think they did that? Oh, I disagree.
Oh, I know.
I'm sorry.
I think it was so
prejudiced. And then on top of that, Ambassador, they don't even hold on to the archives. They get rid of the evidence, even though they were told by Speaker McCarthy, we want to look into that, so hold on to that. And they destroy all the work that the people, millions of dollars of the people's money that was invested into this investigation. And on top of that, Nancy Pelosi orchestrated what Republican representatives were going to be in that January. See, this thing was compromised in so many. I'm looking for, and I think you want the same thing, too, is I want to have a free and fair insight into this that gives us some sense of confidence and objectivity. You know, the people that the two Republicans that were on the committee absolutely hated Trump from the get-go. So it's like that's like saying, OK, we're going to do a January 6th committee meeting, but we're only going to have people that love Trump. If you don't love Trump, you can't be on the committee. No, I want people with some objectivity to be able to look at this so that we can trust in the results of the report itself. And I would say, by and large, Ambassador, with all due respect, I believe a majority of Americans do not believe in that report. If you're a Democrat,
Bill,
you do. But if you're a Republican, go ahead. We got a minute left, but I appreciate this opportunity to talk to you about this. You have no idea. I love that we can have this conversation. Go ahead.
Well, and clearly you do love it, and you've got strong feelings and thoughts about it. But Bill, remember that the Pelosi's appointment of those Republicans came only after the Republican Party blocked an effort to have an independent commission established to investigate January 6th. They blocked it. That was what they did. They didn't want to have an independent commission, and her second best choice was, all right, we'll have a House committee, we'll have some Republicans on it, and there'll be Republicans who haven't made judgment that the election was rigged. But that was not her first choice. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I think, look, I know of no statistics. I mean, you've got data, but I know of no statistics that the majority of the country believes that the election was rigged.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update.
It provides for greater accountability over Ukraine aid.
You're listening to House Speaker Mike Johnson as the House passes a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
It forces an endgame strategy for the Ukraine war. It includes a loan instrument of this foreign aid to Ukraine and the Repo Act to ensure that Russian assets pay for part of the bill.
The Senate expected to vote on this funding on Tuesday, and then the bill heads to President Biden's desk. Now, as for the breakdown of all the money, $61 billion slated for Ukraine, $26 billion heading to Israel, and $8 billion going to Taiwan. Severe weather in North Carolina forcing the Trump campaign to cancel a rally Saturday planned in the town of Wilmington. The former president, who was already in the state, calling into the rally to ask supporters to move out of the area as a severe storm was moving in.
I'm devastated that this could happen.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Brent Hemchek is going to be joining us in just a moment. In fact, I was speaking to a good friend over the weekend. He says, Brent is numero uno. He's the best guy ever, he said. He just only had great compliments for you to say, Brent, and said, I'm going to love this opportunity to talk to you. So I said, okay, I'm looking forward to it. I was looking forward to it before he even bragged about you. So if over the weekend suddenly your head was expanding, understand that it was coming from a conversation of two people that were speaking very highly of you.
Well, that's nice to hear. You know, I thought my head was expanding because of old age. You know, the ears get bigger, nose gets bigger, all those different things. But look, that's very kind. And I'm certainly grateful to be on your show and have a chance to kick some ideas around.
Well, exactly. Well, you know, most Americans, as you write today, feel as though our current state of divisiveness is not sustainable. You know, and this seems to be the order of the day, Brent, because conversations have led between different guests. It just kind of happened that way organically. People are starting to see, you know, light at the end of the tunnel, a 9-0 decision from the Supreme Court, you know, slapping down DEI, which we've known from the get-go was not going to be sustainable. It doesn't make sense. It's un-American on its face. And people are starting to wake up to common sense and to speak out against it and to exercise their First Amendment right. Though we would have a government, it would seem, that is doing everything they can to oppress our freedom of speech.
Well, and victories, of course, are good. There's no way to say a victory is bad. But One of the things that we have to be careful with when we see victories is to read too much into them. So one of the points I make in the book, one of the points I make in the book is that we've been on, if we look at liberty, individual liberty, and I create a baseline for liberty that starts in 1789, right? So when we started, where were we? And I make an argument that for a while we actually ticked up as we did things like
freed slaves, made them citizens. You know, we gave women the right to vote and so on. We've done things to make individual liberty tick up. But exactly. For over 100 years, we've been on a downward path, if you look at it sort of as a line on a graph. Mm-hmm. And so each time we have some sort of a victory that seems to be good for individual liberty, we need to realize that if this were sort of a regression line, one data point doesn't change the slope of the line. Right. One data point can be irrelevant if the next data points keep the line in the same direction. So we've been on this path for over 100 years. We're not going to reverse it with a single election or a Supreme Court decision. We need lots of elections and lots of decisions and lots of other things
exactly.
to really alter and reverse the trajectory.
Yeah, agree 100%. And what you've done is something that we've commented on. My experience runs the gamut of business and broadcasting and that. And in observing, effective chief executive officers of organizations, managers and that, seen time and time when they go in to, fix a problem, they always go back to that point, that crossroads, when the company was doing well, what were they doing? And so you retrace your steps to find out where you made the wrong turn. And this is what you've done in your book, is that you're going back and you say you established the baseline. Okay, that's great. So you're exactly right. So when you've had 100 years of progressivism that has effectively eroded our liberties, we don't win that back just with one, one SCOTUS decision. We've got to get back to where we are. We have such a mind change and a perception to where our found. We really understand what the mission is all about. What does true liberty look like? And is it did we have a good handle on it in 1989? What is liberty today, look like? And I agree with you. I think we've done, some great things, but certainly we've gotten our eye off the ball. I think we've got busy in living life, and we trusted our elected officials and our government to look out for our best interests. And what we're discovering is they hadn't done this. And I think that when you look at reasons for why we've lost liberties, it's because... because we were too busy building bricks instead of minding the store and holding our government officials accountable and holding them true to the Constitution. Because like right now, our Constitution is being shredded, whether it's at the border, other things, Joe Biden, giving up, a debt relief, tuition debt relief, on and on. I mean, this shreds our Constitution. And America should be in such an uproar and outrage over that, because that's our North Star, isn't it? Our Constitution is our North Star. It's our reason to exist and what the great American idea is all about. We violate that, and we might as well say, okay, the next Super Bowl game is our favorite team's going to get 8 points for every touchdown, and the other team's only going to get 4.
Right. Well, the Constitution... Yeah, the Constitution is our North Star. Excuse me, toy boat. The Constitution is our North Star, and it's also the collectivist's target, right? Mm. So if we take a look at the trajectory of collectivism in this country over the last 100-plus years and think of it in terms of a missile, and we use a little analysis, we can figure out the missile's target. The target is the Constitution. And if they can blow that up, then they get to start over. And then we lose those best ideas from the Enlightenment, in particular the ones of John Locke, that are what our founding fathers used. And, going back to my point about data points, you mentioned 1989. Isn't it interesting that so many people that love individual liberty point and love a strong America, they point to the presidency of Ronald Reagan as being these sort of halcyon years. Rarely used word, by the way.
Yeah,
look how much of Ronald Reagan's presidency was undone in the 4 years that followed under George Bush, his successor and his vice president. Mm-hmm. And so George Bush unraveled much of Reagan's accomplishments. And by the time we got to Bill Clinton, of course, they just unraveled even faster. Ronald Reagan was a nostalgic memory, not in 2024. He was a nostalgic memory by about 1992.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got to be mindful of glitches or events or things that look quite, you know, promising. I remember the excitement in November of 2016 when Donald Trump was elected president.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I recall saying to somebody on the phone that evening, I said, look, there's no question we just blew up the Death Star. But remember what the name of the next movie was. The Empire Strikes Back.
Strikes Back, exactly.
And look what they did. And look what's happened.
Immediately.
In 8 years.
Immediately. Yeah. So, and like you said, I think it's interesting that you said, you know, the comparison of Reagan and nostalgic. We didn't wait till 2024. It was like immediate. Same thing with Donald Trump. You go, wait a minute. You had four winning years. And, you know, even though he was attacked and resisted at every turn and impeached twice, we had four winning years, no war, economy, people back to work, national security, border secured. And it's like America woke up one day and said, no, we don't deserve this.
And the other thing we have to understand about this collectivist issue we have is if we look at this collectivism thing that we have as being a threat that's deeper than just who's in office. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's think of it in sort of military terms.
I'll tell you what. Let's do this only because we're going to go to break. Let's give you time to complete the thought and have our audience, set on that for just a moment. So we're going to go to break and we'll pick it up from there from the Vice President, Associate Publisher for Human Events Media Group, Brent Hamacek. It's right now we're coming on just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. Stay with us. We've got more after this.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Hey, great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. By the way, again, just a reminder, I gave you the phone number, 714-235-8900. If you want those free tickets to Unsung Hero, this much talked about movie, you know, from King and Country, a great Mother's Day movie, by the way. You're going to love it. Lionsgate is breaking out. I think it's going to be probably one of the largest premieres this year of a Christian movie. I mean, the buzz is nonstop. So text me your information. I will text you back the link so that you can get those free tickets, okay? I want you to have free tickets. That way, all you got to worry about is popcorn, okay? And that, nothing wrong with that. And you will love, you're going to love this movie. It's awesome. You know, King and Country, Joel and Luke, it's their story. It's their family story they've been telling for years on stage. And, it, you know, the idea started, well, maybe we'll do a book. No, we don't write books. Hey, let's do a movie. It's very personal, and you're going to be greatly blessed by watching it. And officially, it comes out on the 26th. There's going to be a little, you know, early premieres, you know, here and there. But anyway, get your request. Text me your number. I'll text you the link and have at it, okay? Brett Hamacek continues with us. He's the co-author of Dissidently Speaking, Change the Words, Change the War. Wow. That's it, isn't it? I mean, you know, I grew up in the world of positive thinking and, you know, projection and, you know, that words matter. And that's why, I guess, right now, Brent, to be honest with you, it's hard for me to deal with how fast and loose people are with the language, that they've obliterated the power of our language in such a way that it's lost its impact and some of its meaning. What do you say?
Well, it goes in both directions. Some language has lost its impact, and some language has such an incredibly negative impact. Mm-hmm. That our continued use of it actually makes near impossible any sort of natural healing. And I'll come to that in a second. I wanted to just quickly finish the point.
Yes, please.
Right.
Sorry.
Before the break. No, don't apologize. Mm-hmm. But, you know, one of the things we have to understand about this collectivist threat we face is if we think about it in sort of military terms, they have us out-positioned. So we always like to say that we're the silent majority, right? I don't know how that's working out for us. I believe that actually dates back to Richard Nixon used that in the 1960 presidential campaign. But in any event, let's say that we weren't silent, and let's say that we are a majority. Let's assume we are. Well, here's the problem. They control the federal government, federal bureaucracy, most large municipal governments, the entertainment industry, the K through college educational industry, large corporate boardrooms, entertainment, mainstream media. So when we think that just because there's a lot of us, somehow we have an advantage, we're not taking a look at how they have us out positioned.
Exactly. You're exactly right.
And it makes it very, very difficult then. It doesn't make success impossible, but it does mean we have to rely on more than just a numbers game. To your point about
going back to what you were saying though earlier, I mean, this is key, because it's like you wake up one day and you go, "Wow, I got 20 pounds extra I'm carrying," but it took you, you know, several years to get there, right? And you're not going to lose it overnight. And so it's somewhat analogous, is that we have America's waking up and going, "Whoa, we're controlling nothing here." And but first we have to identify the problem. That's what you're saying, right?
Right. And so I like to say their political atomic weight is much greater than ours, regardless of what our actual weight is. Mm-hmm. You know, and with regard to language, the language thing is such a big deal. So I'll make a bold statement to your audience, and then maybe it'll encourage them to buy the book and read more as to why I say this. Mm-hmm. But I truly believe that as long as we continue to use the terms right and left in this country, any sort of national turnaround is going to be impossible.
Exactly.
It can't happen. Those two terms, in and of themselves, which no two people, by the way, I prove this every time I give a lecture, no two people agree on exactly what they mean. They don't know what far right or far left means. And there's a reason for that. They don't actually mean anything, not anything real. They're just pejorative terms we use
to
insult people that we don't agree with. If you'll ever notice, somebody will say, "That guy's a far left loon," but they'll never say, "I'm a far right extremist." So it's just a way to insult. In fact, most people, when you ask them, you say, "Well, what are you?" And they'll say, "Well, I'm really quite moderate. I'm reasonable in how I look at things." And then if you talk about someone who disagrees with them, they'll say, "Well, they're a far right or they're a far left person." Mm-hmm. They're just terms of insult. They're used everywhere we turn, and they're used by people who have no objective idea of what they mean, and they're just insults. And that language has to change. It's like a first step in a 12-step recovery program.
Right. Well, you fail to connect. I mean, otherwise, what do you want to do? I mean, your life's ambition is just to see how many arguments you can get in a day and how many people you can tick off. I mean, that's your ambition. That's how you're going to measure your day. Really? You just got to get tired, I guess, of fighting. I mean, for me, I've moved away from that. I mean, even the political, the politicization of our culture, you know, you're Republican or Democrat. I mean, that brings definition. It you know, and even on this this show, one of the things we hold to is that we want to maintain bipartisanship. We want to maintain objectivity. It's not about the Republican Party. It's not about the Democratic Party. It's about America. It's about what's good for America and good for Americans. And and if that's our focus, we can have a conversation. And I found myself being able to talk with more people in a positive manner, in a beneficial manner, on that kind of platform and basis, as opposed to getting into, you know, like you said, "Oh, well, you're left and you're right and all that." I mean, 'cause all you do is you just incite somebody's anger by invalidating who they are or who
That's
they perceive
right.
themselves to be, right? Go ahead.
Yes, right, exactly. And so, look, the goal in the book is a very simple goal that's virtually impossible. Isn't that nice? A simple goal that's virtually impossible. And that is, I just want everybody in America to flip two words. I want people to stop walking around saying "it is" all the time. And I want them to start asking, "Is it?" And I want them to ask it about the social structures they see. I want them to ask it about their relationships they have with other people. And I want them to ask it about themselves. So the last chapter in the book is dedicated to this idea of ethics, and where I make an argument that will be unpopular with many folks, and that is that just because of how you vote, just because someone agrees with you politically on issues, it actually has absolutely nothing to do with ethics. And we need to take a better look at that inside of ourselves. And
right.
So if we can start to ask questions of ourselves and others and challenge things that we took as being axiomatically true, you know, for granted, and start to challenge those things,
exactly.
Then we can start to do better.
Well, but we need to understand, again, the power of words. What is ethics?
Right. Well, I encourage people to buy the book. You know, one of the things about ethics that people don't realize, you know, I'll do this wonderful thing when I speak in front of an audience and I'll say, how many people in this room consider yourself to be ethical? Raise your hand. And without exception, everybody in the room will raise their hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll say, okay, how many people think there are unethical people in the world? Again, everybody raises their hand. And I'll say, well, you know, great, we're sitting in a room filled with unicorns. And then I'll pick a brave volunteer, and I'll say, so you believe you're ethical? And they'll say yes. And I'll say, under what system? And then they look at me, well, usually with sort of a blank look, as if they don't understand the question. Well, there are actual different ethical systems that you can follow. There's different notions on ethics. Most people don't spend any time understanding, studying, learning this.
Mm-hmm.
So most people mm-hmm. are just sort of simple moral relativists.
Right.
Pleasure, pain, you know, maximize one, minimize the other. And we need to start to look at this in ourselves. Because if we do that, you know, it's the last chapter in the book. It probably should have been the first one. Because everything else falls from how willing we are to be self-critical of our own behavior and what it is we're really doing in the public realm, which could be, by the way, in the public square, or it could be at our dining room table.
Exactly. Yeah, with our family.
How are we conducting ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
Who are we? What are we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've always looked at it as in terms of what ought. Ethics is what ought. What ought to happen? What ought to be? But you're exactly right, based on what standard? I mean, for me, I hold to a biblical worldview. So my ethics is based on, you know, what I read in Scripture. And that is my standard. Do I reach it all the time? No. I'm a humanoid. I'm not perfect. But I have that in place to where I just don't, you know, become so untethered and, you know, be destructive to myself and family and friends and my audience, you know? Does that make sense?
It absolutely does make sense. And, look, I think that, this book again is just designed for people who are confident enough in themselves that they're willing to challenge themselves. They're willing
exactly.
to say, I think I've got it, but let me check and see if I've got it. And let me see if I can't maybe challenge a few of the things I think to be true. All I'm trying to do is get a little critical thought and skepticism going inside of people.
Well, it really is. I mean, I'd say it's a breath of fresh air in a sense, and it's a message that will bless you richly. He is the co-author of Dissonantly Speaking, Brett Hamachek.
If you're
Thank
concerned
you,
about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Do you know someone?